We hope today's edition of the Hour of Power will be encouraging and uplifting for you and your family. If you have a prayer request you would like to send after the program, email it to hourofpower32@gmail.com. You're listening to a broadcast produced daily, Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. on therockchristianmusic.com and live on Facebook on The Rock Christian Music page. Or you can find us on the Paragon Communications app and take us with you everywhere. Let us pray, let us pray, everywhere and every way, every moment of the day.
Good morning. You are tuned into the Hour of Power, the most powerful hour of the day. I'm Tina Dobbs, sitting in the driver's seat this morning. My sister in Christ, Monica Lovell, is over there running the iPad. And our guest this morning is Pastor Powerhouse Tammy Bailey.
Hello.
How are you this morning?
I'm blessed. How about you?
I'm blessed as well.
Yeah, I like to see you on that side. This is the first time I've ever got to see her on this side. So you look good over there.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
I'm opening up a little bit.
Yeah.
I was pretty nervous the first few times, but it's getting easier.
Yes, praise God. It will.
If you have a praise report or a prayer request, you can send them to us three ways. You can email it to ourpower32@gmail.com. You can text it to 580-485-0837. Or you can comment on the Facebook post and we'll do our best to get it on paper and pray for you about halfway through the program. We do record in two parts and I'll get those uploaded to the website shortly after the program is ended. Our sponsor for today is Grant's Auction and Realty. They don't charge you more. They make you more by itemizing and cataloging all your items. If you'd like an entry onto our book blessing wheel for the month of July, all you got to do is like, share, and comment done on the Facebook post. Our book for July is Flickering Lamps, Christ and His Church by Henry and Richard Blackaby, and it was donated to us by Pastor Tim Patterson from Cheyenne.
Awesome.
I think I covered it all.
Yay, that was fantastic. In fact, you know what I was thinking? I was thinking, you have a radio voice.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. All right, you're welcome.
She has a radio voice, and I have the face for radio.
That's true.
So together, we make an awesome team.
Yeah.
I love it. The body works together.
Yeah, that's right. Would you like to pray to start us
out? Yes, I'd love to. Heavenly Father, we are so thankful to just be here again. God, we don't take it lightly. It is a privilege and an honor to release your word, to get into your word, to hear from your spirit. And so, Father, it's also just a privilege to be in this place. We know that, God, it is your hand that has opened the door for our power to be here. You're the one who has kept it going. You are the God that sustains the work that you begin to put forth. And so, Father, I thank you for the vessels that you have sent along the way to keep it going. I thank you for these two ladies, and I thank you for Sister Neva, and God, all those that have poured in to continue the work of God in this place. And Father, today we just want to ask you to have your way. Holy Spirit, we release you to do what God wants to do today. And I just ask you to move me out of the way, that I not speak on my own authority, but Father, come do your works through me. And we command every ear and every eye and every heart to be open to receive the word of truth today, for it is the truth that sets us free. And Father, as we go into this, I just ask you to have your way. Let me not speak on my own authority. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. I like your title.
Hey!
I'm excited to hear what you've brought.
I know. All right.
Discernment.
Yeah.
Discernment of spirits.
You got it. You got it. You know the title better than me. Okay. Because I was like, you're trying to make it. Discernment is a big word. So, you know, writing that alone is an ordeal. So I was like, how am I going to make this short? Okay. Okay. We're going to talk about the spiritual gift of discerning of spirits. And I've been so excited over at the refuge where a pastor, we have been, the Lord just opened the pathway and told us to take this journey of really studying the gifts of the Spirit more in depth. And I have just loved it. And so the first one we really got into was discerning of spirits. And actually we started the series yesterday, and guess what? The internet went down. So I said, well, you know what, devil, I'm going to go over there and I'm going to teach it on Our Power. So we're still going to get that word out. You know what? I believe discerning of spirits, all the gifts are so important. In fact, the Bible even says, that we're to desire spiritual gifts, but especially that we may prophesy. So there is a real, importance on prophecy, but I look at discernment of spirits and I see it as one that is so valuable and vital to the work of God. And I think sometimes discerning of spirits is not really taught on it enough. We don't understand enough about it. In fact, you can go and you can find all kinds of books on the gift of prophecy, all kinds of books on the gift of healings, but you can't always find it on the discerning of spirits. Now you can, but a lot of times what comes from those books is really, I just say a I'm trying to think how to word it. It's more on the lines of not supernatural discernment. It's almost like the books I often find are talking just about man's natural discernment, and then we call it the spiritual gift. But that's not true, because the spiritual gift is a supernatural discernment of spirits. What it means is you're going to be able to discern what spirit is operating. This isn't about being able to know right from wrong just because you have a natural discernment or pick things up in a natural discernment that every man has. No, this is going beyond our ability, okay? This is supernatural. It is the super on your natural. And so this is beyond your ability. So I think a lot of times the books we find are on the more of our ability to discern. Now, I believe all believers have, I guess if you want to say, a measure of discernment. We should be growing in discernment because the Bible talks about it. But specifically, Paul is instructing us that the church has many gifts, and one of them that the Holy Spirit pours out is the gift of discerning of spirits. Now, God only gives good gifts, but I will say that a lot of times when it comes to discernment of spirits, people who have this gift don't always feel like it's a gift, okay? Because sometimes it's very difficult to really walk in this gift, because a lot of times you can be misunderstood. Many times you feel you're different. You feel different than others. And so a lot of times you can walk into a place, okay, and everybody else is fine, but you're not. Okay. And it's like, you're like, I don't understand. Why does everybody else? It's like everywhere I go, it's like I find a problem. Everywhere I go, I see something that's not right. You pick up on things when you have the gift of discernment of spirits. And so it's like, sometimes you can feel alone. Sometimes it's just like you, in fact, my son has it. And though he doesn't fully understand it, my oldest son, he doesn't fully understand it. And God is still in the process, I guess, of bringing him into the kingdom of God. I declare he's already saved and sanctified and set apart as holy unto the Lord, but I'm walking by faith. And until we see the fullness of that thing, I guess what I'd say is that we can have this gift before we're saved, but it's not redeemed. And so this is why a lot of times you will see psychics, mediums, and all of that operating, because I believe a lot of times they have this gift, but it's not been redeemed. And so it is working under the kingdom of darkness, and the spirits influencing that are not the spirit. It's not the Holy Spirit. And so it's not set apart as holy unto God. It is now, it's just being used by the kingdom of darkness. And so a lot of times when you're in that place, I guess in the world, you can often be embraced with this when you're a medium, a psychic, whatever you want to call it. But in the kingdom of God, a lot of times it becomes very hard because you are picking things up and it's not embraced. Okay. You may be around a circle of people who say, I don't believe in all that, you know, jibber jabber, hibby, blah, 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 blah. You're talking about spirits. I don't even know if I believe in any of that. You know, it becomes very much like that, and you can feel so alone, like I said. So, but the reason I think it is so important, you know, because when we started this series, I said, God, why are we starting on the discerning of spirits? It was so weird to me, because I feel like we should start at the top. You know, I'm like a very, like, I just want to, you know, let's do everything in order, okay? But it was like he just brought this one forward first, and I said, okay, I don't understand. And I believe the Lord said it is because the discerning of spirits is going to be used for every other gift, okay? See, they come together. So let me explain. For example, when a word of prophecy goes forth in the church, discerning of spirits can discern whether what was the spirit operating in that prophetic word. Was it Holy Spirit? Was it a demonic spirit? Or was it a fleshly spirit? See, discernment of spirits can pick that up. So whatever's happening in the church, the discernment of spirits, the gift of that, can tell what is operating. And there are so many other things. We're going to get into it, what discerning of spirits does, what the gift is really for. But as we, I just wanted to kind of have an understanding of that as we embark on this journey together. I believe God is wanting to not only impart knowledge to us about the discerning of spirits, but I believe there is an activation coming for those who are walking in that gift, want to walk in that gift. There is an activation he is bringing today. And not only that, he said, Tammy, I want my people to understand it. See, we can have all the knowledge in the world, but without understanding or wisdom, if you want to say, we're never, ever going to use it. So I believe God is giving us the practical wisdom, practical application of how this is to function, because a lot of times we know things, but we don't know how to operate in them. And so God wants to give us practical application and begin to let this gift function. It is for the body. And I believe I saw the Holy Spirit put his foot down and he said, I'm done. I want my body to know how to use this gift. God wants his body to know how to use this gift. It is vital. In fact, in the last days, it is crucial that we have it, because it said many shall fall away in the last days. There will be great deception, but discerning of spirits can help us go around that, because we know that there will be many false prophets, false shepherds, false apostles in the last days. Well, how are we going to know the difference if we don't have the discerning of spirits in operation? So when that is in operation, we can see that there is a wrong spirit operating, and we can guard against that and come around it. Amen? And so I want to just jump into the first passage, which is 1 Corinthians 12. We're going to start in verse 1. That's where it begins to talk to us about the gifts of the Spirit. And so I'm just going to open up and begin to read that. It says, now concerning spiritual gifts, brethren, I would not have you ignorant. Now, I want to say this, the word gifts there is actually not in the original, okay? It actually was left out in the original manuscript. So it actually says, now concerning spiritual, brethren, I would not have you ignorant. So there are many things about the spiritual realm that we're ignorant about. And so God doesn't want us ignorant about his spiritual realm. He wants us to understand the spiritual realm. A lot of times people pull away from it. Well, that's getting weird, and I think that's verging on witchcraft stuff, and that's I don't know, that's weird. We got to stay away from that. No. No, in fact, Paul said we can't be ignorant of it. We are now born of spirit. Don't you think we ought to know about the spiritual realm? If we're born spirit, we need to know about the spiritual realm. Amen? So the first thing I want us to understand, there are three things there that God wants us to understand about the word ignorant. He said, concerning the spiritual, I don't want you ignorant. Now, we're going to focus on spiritual gifts. So what I'm saying now is he doesn't want you ignorant of spiritual gifts. These are not going to operate in your flesh. They're not coming from your earthly faculties. These are coming from your born-again spirit man faculties, because Holy Spirit resides in you, okay? So let's talk about what ignorant means. It means three things there. Number one, it means to not know something through lack of information or intelligence. When we have a man of God at the house of the Lord over there that he is studying to learn how to do, and I don't even know what it's called, but it's basically he's going to go in and spray lawns, okay? And he was talking to me the other day, and he said, Tammy, he teaches some for us, and he said, Tammy, can I have a season where I'm not focused on teaching right now, because I need to really hone in on what I'm studying to get my license to do lawn care, he said, because I don't know anything about it. And he said, I am studying all the time to try to get this in me and to understand it so that I can take the test and pass it. And I said, yeah, of course, you know, we released him to do that. But all that to say, he did not know about something. So what did he do? He studied so he could know. So a lot of times we are ignorant concerning spiritual gifts because we're not studying on them. So I want to encourage you, if you don't study the word on the spiritual gifts, you will be ignorant. You will not have an understanding of them. And God doesn't want you to be ignorant about it. So you've got to put some effort in to begin to study. Get under, there's so many, go to your pastor and ask them about the spiritual gifts. Tell them you're wanting to learn about it. They're going to help point you in a direction of some books that'll help you. There are so many books out there on spiritual gifts. And I know we have to be careful because you don't always know who these people are. You can't see the fruit of that person. But if you're, you know, keep it lined up with the word. If it's not lining up with the word, then get with your pastor and talk to them about it. Say, hey, you know, I feel like this has been a good book, but I'm just wondering your opinion on it. Do you know this author? Dig deeper on the author. I love to dig deeper on an author. I say, well, what do they teach? What do they believe? I start looking to make sure on some of that stuff. But all that to say, if you don't study, if you don't apply yourself to understand spiritual gifts, you'll remain ignorant, okay? And so you will not come up to the place where God wants you to know what to know concerning spiritual gifts. Also, the second thing on that word ignorant means to ignore something through disinclination. Okay. Now I had to look that word up because I was like, what's disinclination? Okay. We can be ignorant about spiritual things, about spiritual gifts through disinclination. Now that word really means to be unwilling to learn about something. So you're unwilling to learn about spiritual gifts. You don't want to. You have no desire. You're like, no, I don't. And this can come in that form of pride that says, no, that stuff's done and dead and gone away, and we don't do that no more. No. The whole Bible, all scripture is inspired by God and profitable for teaching, doctrine, reproof, correction, all that good stuff, so that you may be thoroughly equipped. So what it means is if you're not studying spiritual gifts, you're not thoroughly equipped. Okay, I know sometimes that ruffles our feathers and we don't like it, but it's the word of God. I'm only bringing the word of God. He said we need to know about spiritual gifts. Okay, don't dumb them down and put them on just the natural man's level, because you're robbing God of who he is and what he intends to do through his body. It is spiritual gifts. These are not earthly, fleshly gifts, as we said. So it also means that you're unwilling to learn about them, but disinclination can also mean you're reluctant. You're just kind of uneasy. You know, sometimes if you weren't raised in knowing that the spiritual gifts are still operating today, you can pull back and say, I don't know about that. You can be reluctant, and it'll leave you ignorant concerning spiritual things. It also means you have no desire to learn about them. It means you can refuse. Did you know you can absolutely refuse? You can have an obstinate spirit that says, I don't believe in that, and I'm not learning it. That's dangerous. So you better check that. If that's up in you, you need to go to the Father and say, hey, I don't need an obstinate spirit. I need you to rid me of that thing. And so it also means to deny spiritual gifts, to be hesitant about them, to be afraid of them. And so, but we know that a gift is to be received and treasured, okay? And whose gifts are more treasured than the gifts from the Father himself? Did he not say, I give good gifts, right? His word says that the Father gives good gifts. So you can trust that any of these spiritual gifts are good gifts, and they are to be received. It's up to you to receive them. Just like you received salvation by faith, you're going to have to receive these gifts by faith, okay? They are gifts for the body. And I will say, remember, Jesus taught that we were not to take our talents and put them in the ground and hide them. But a lot of times we can do that. We have spiritual gifts, and we can go and put them in the ground, but that does not please the Father. We've got to take those and use them for the kingdom of God. God, we're going to stand to give an account. I really believe that. We're going to stand to give an account on this. What did we do with the gifts that he gave us? Did we even use them? Or did we hide them? Did we reject them? Did we even receive them? And so the third thing that it says about that word, about in ignorance, is also that we don't have an understanding about spiritual gifts. Okay. Now, let me say this. Ignorance also comes from not understanding spiritual gifts. And so I've been asking God concerning the pastoring over the Refuge Church, God, how can I help these people? How can I really help them flow in their gifts and grow in their gifts if I don't even know what they have? Okay. I shared a message on Wednesday night. I think it was Wednesday night. Yeah. And after the service, a sweet, precious woman of God who is so dear to me, she just seemed so discouraged. And so when I sat down with her and talked to her a little bit, I could just see she was heavy. And And I talked to her about it, and she said she was struggling because she said, Tammy, I don't know what to do, because we were talking about not being judgmental, not being critical. And she said, I don't know what to do. She said, I feel like anywhere I go, she starts to describe, I pick things up. I'm aware of things, and I'm you know, she's beginning to describe the gift of discernment. And she said, I just don't know what to do it because I feel like I feel like I'm being judgmental or critical. And I could just see she was so discouraged. And I said, no, sister, I know it's that you have the gift of discernment. And I said, you know what? I don't know enough about this, but I want to know. And I said, so you know what we're going to do? We're going to begin to pray and ask God to teach us about this so that you can flourish in the gifts that Holy Spirit has given you. And so that night I went home, and God showed me this book immediately. I said, I was praying and saying, Lord, I've got to know, how can I help these people if I don't even know what gifts they have? And he began to say, Tammy, when you saw your own children growing up, what did you do? You recognize things in them, okay, their strengths, their weaknesses, their giftings. And what did you do? You tried to nurture those gifts. You tried to help them flourish in those gifts. He said, it's no different with the body of Christ. So he said, Tammy, I want you to go in and study the gifts so that you can understand them so well that you can spot them in the people around you and be able to help nurture that, shepherd the gifts, if you want, by the power of the Holy Spirit. And so that's what he said, go in and look at these gifts. And so I began to study the gift of discernment. And guess what I found out? I was so excited, I could hardly contain myself. I found out I operate in the gift of discernment, okay? I didn't even know this about myself, okay? In fact, I would constantly say, well, I don't have the gift of discernment, you know, because I did not realize I had the gift, but I was going beyond the gift because I didn't even understand the gift. And so praise God, he's teaching me so I can not only walk in those things that he's gifted me to do, but I can also help the body. So this is what studying will do. You will find where you're supposed to be functioning in the body of Christ. But when you don't understand something, let me say it like this. God wants to activate that in you. He wants it to work in you. He wants you to know how to use this practically. Understanding to me is like that aha light bulb moment. It's like, oh, I get it. Everybody can have the knowledge on how to change a tire. I have been told how to change a tire, okay? I have never changed a tire. And if I was to go out there right now and try to change a tire, I bet I wouldn't fully get it because I know something, but I don't understand it. See, when you begin to understand something, you can actually put it to work. You know how that thing operates. You can do it, okay? It's like riding a bike. I could be told all day, but one day when I get on that thing and I actually put it to use and I start doing it, I go, oh, okay, this is how you ride a bike, okay? It's the understanding, but a lot of times he's saying we can be ignorant because we don't understand. We don't have the practical ways of how to use this gift. And so that is what I believe the Lord is also going to do. He's going to help us understand this today. Let me say this about the gift of discernment. The gift of discernment, I'll talk just a bit about this and then we'll take a break to pray for people. Let's go ahead and read, because I don't think we read all the way through this. Let's go ahead and read. We talked about spiritual gifts, but let's go ahead and pick up at verse 4. Now, there are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. And there are differences of administrations, but the same Lord. And there are diversities of operations, but it is the same God which works all in all. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit with all. That means it's going to profit the entire body. That means if you're a believer, you have these gifts. And so to one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom, to another the word of knowledge by the same Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit, to another the gifts of healing by the same Spirit, to another the working of miracles, to another prophecy, to another discerning of spirits, to another diverse kinds of tongues, to another the interpretation of tongues. But all these worketh that one and the selfsame Spirit, dividing to every man severally as he will. So look at verse 18 as well. But now hath God set the members, every one of them, in the body as it has pleased him. And as you go through that, he talks about how the Holy Spirit has gifted us all differently. And it's so that the body can work together. And it's to profit the whole body. And God wants you to know that you have been gifted. But you may be ignorant concerning what your gift is or what your gifts are and how you're to flow in them. Now, let me say, I don't necessarily walk in certain gifts. Some of them I walk more in, more they're more prominent. But I want you to know, if I'm standing in a place where there is no one who's flowing in the gifts, and there is a gift I don't naturally operate in, but it's needed for the moment, and I'll yield to the Holy Spirit, He'll use me in that, okay? So it's not like, oh, you have this gift and that's it. No. You can flow in every gift as the Spirit wills. So the best gift is really the gift that is needed for the moment. And so, however, I think sometimes we are more prominent in certain gifts. A lot of times when you flow in the gift of discernment, it's pretty often that you're flowing in it, okay? And so as you grow in this, you're pretty discerning all the time. In the beginning, you may just be discerning some of the time, but as you grow in it, it'll begin to flow even more. Let me say, okay, well, we already kind of covered this. I just want to make sure I'm covering the things I feel like God wants me to cover with y'all. I want to talk, after we're going to take a break and we're going to pray, but after that, what I want to do is I really want to talk about, the signs that will help you understand if maybe you have the gift of discernment. Okay, there are some telltale signs. And so we're going to talk about those in just a minute. Amen.
I have a couple prayer requests over here. Chris Carnahan has been diagnosed with cancer. Pray for wisdom and guidance for his wife to find a specialist who will accept his insurance.
Okay.
And then let's pray for my sister Renee.
Okay.
She was diagnosed with Cushing's disease a while back.
Okay.
And yesterday my mom took her to the emergency room. She's got something going on with her eye, but the whole side of her face seemed to be swollen.
Okay.
And the hospital at Cordell decided to transport her to OU Medical Center in Oklahoma City.
Okay.
So believing that God will guide them and direct them and we'll get some answers and her healing.
Yes, amen. Okay. All right, well, let's go to the throne room. Heavenly Father, we are so thankful that we can come boldly. We're your daughters, and today we just come boldly before your throne room. God, we thank you that we're not just coming. The reality is, as the Bible says, we're seated there. We're seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, and so we're right next to you, Father. So we are literally with you, and I'm so thankful, God, that we are not just having to pray from the earth to heaven, but really we're praying from heaven to the earth because we're seated with you. And so, Father, I thank you that because of what Jesus did, we have authority now to come in his name and release into the earth your will and your purposes. And so that's what we're doing, God. We're coming to you. We're sitting with you. And God, right now we are talking to you about these people because they are so precious. And they're not just precious to us, they're precious to you. And Father, we want to lift up to you Chris Carnahan. Father, you knew before the foundation of the world that he was going to come up against this fight. He was going to come up against this battle. But I thank you, God, that you knew the end from the beginning. So you already supplied everything that Chris Carnahan would need for this battle. It was already put in place for him before the foundation of the world was even laid. That's how wonderful you are. You are a good father. And I thank you, God, that you are with Chris. You are over Chris's life. And Father, I just pray right now that you begin to cause Chris to see and experience you on greater levels. We ask for even greater dimensions of your presence in his life, God. Lord, that it would be to such a level he would feel you carrying him through everything. Father, I remember when our son battled cancer and it genuinely felt like we were being carried through that season. I could not describe it to anyone other than it just truly felt like we were being carried. And so, Father, I'm just asking for a greater measure of that in his life. And, Father, I don't know him. I don't know anything about his story. But, Father, you know the very details of his life. You know the hairs on his head. You know how many are on his head. God, that's how precious he is to you. And, Father, right now, you know that he's been diagnosed with cancer. Now, Father, you know they're needing his insurance to accept a place where he can have a specialist. God, you know the right place for him to go. I thank you, Father, that there is divine healing. And I thank you, God, that you put doctors in the earth, God, to fight for life. And so, Father, as he goes to a specialist, we ask right now that you would direct his steps. Father, you said that if we would acknowledge you in all our ways, you would direct our steps. And so, Father, we're bringing you into this situation, and we're asking you to direct his steps. So right now, in Jesus' name, because we're seated in heavenly places in Christ, right now, by that authority, we command the pathway to the right specialist to be opened in Jesus' name. Any hindrances that would block the way, we command you to move out of the way right now in Jesus' name. Father, we loose the light on the right path so that Chris will know where to go and how to get there. And right now, we loose favor on the insurance company, with him on the insurance company, that they will take the specialist that you are leading him to go to. And Father, right now, we rebuke the work of the enemy in his life in Jesus' name. We come against any cancer. We break all things off of him that are not of God, and we loose the healing blood of Jesus to Chris right now. Blood of Jesus, wash through him and cause all cancer to be driven out in Jesus' name. I thank you that the blood of Jesus makes us clean. So we call for the blood of Jesus to even cleanse all cancer, all remnants of cancer in his body right now in Jesus' name, that there should be not one cancer cell left. We rebuke cancer in Jesus' name. We command you to dry up right now in Jesus' name. And Father, we thank you for the healing power of the blood of Jesus, the healing power of the name of Jesus. And God, we thank you that you are over his life, and we claim every day that was ordained for him to have. We say, devil, you will not have one day, not one second of his life. He shall not go before God calls him home. It was God who set the day of his birth and the day of his death. And we claim every one of those days. We won't let you take one of those. It is God who will call him home. Cancer is just a name, but Jesus is the name above all other names. And cancer, you must bow at the name of Jesus. You have no right to Chris. We put our foot down in Jesus' name, and we say you will not have him, but he will be strong in the power of the Lord and in his might. He shall go forth and finish every day that God has ordained for him to have. And Father, I just pray for him and for his family and friends. I don't know him, but God, I just pray that if they don't know you, they'd come to know you through this experience. I pray that salvation will come forth, that the great grace to be saved will flow in their lives, that they will draw near to you, for you are the comforter, you are the healer, you are the provider, you are the one who knows all, sees all, and goes before all. So I thank you, God, that you are with him. And Father, we just thank you for the privilege of getting to put him before you, Father, knowing that what we ask we shall receive, because you said you have not because you ask not. Now, Father, we want to lift up our sweet sister Renee. God, we thank you that you're with her. Now, right now, Father, you see what she's going through. Father, the doctors don't know what's going on. They don't know what's going on with her face, but Father, you do. I thank you right now that you are over her situation. Right now, we rebuke Cushing's disease in Jesus' name. We command you to leave her body right now in Jesus' name. We loose under her the healing power, the healing blood of Jesus, that it begin to wash through her body. Any inflammation, any swelling, we command you to go down right now in Jesus' name. You will not continue to afflict and torment a daughter of the Most High, but you shall back up and leave her right now. In the name of Jesus, we call forth the life of God to overtake any sickness, any disease. I thank you, God, that you are greater. And Father, I just pray right now for peace. We command all pain to leave her body. Anything that is causing pain, I just see pain in her. There's pain rising up in her, and so we rebuke all pain in Jesus' name. God, I thank you for the turnaround in her situation. God, we ask you to direct her steps as well. We thank you that we brought her before you. We really brought you into her situation, and so we know that you're directing her steps. We know that she's getting good care, and God, we thank you that there are going to be solutions. We loose the solutions and answers to her right now, that she's going to have a direction, she's going to have solutions, and she's going to have answers. And Father, we just loose peace under her right now, that peace that passes all understanding, to guard her heart and mind. Set up as the sentry over her heart and mind. We say, devil, you will not come in and cause her to be anxious. You will not come in and bring fear, but you will stay out of her, because you don't belong to her. Peace belongs to her. And Jesus said, my peace I give to you. And so it is already hers. And so we take take that back and we claim every day that she's been ordained to walk. And we say, not one of those shall be taken from her, but she shall walk every day out that God has ordained for her as well. And we just right now hear the Holy Spirit say he wants to loose a double dose of joy on her life. Right now, we loose the joy of the Lord in double measure to her right now in Jesus' name. Joy is going to overtake her. I thank you that sorrow lasts for a night, but joy comes in the morning. And so we thank you for the joy that's coming to her. We thank you for the outpouring of joy. I hear the Spirit say, for the sorrow that she's walked in, he's going to give her double joy. That's what I heard. So thank you, Father, for the double joy being poured out on her. And we thank you for it and give you all glory and praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen.